In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the only true and living God, amen. You may be seated. The Holy Scriptures, as per our small catechism, tell us that God has many characteristics. God is love. God is eternal. God is unchangeable. God is slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. God is great. God is spirit. God is truth. God is omniscient. That is, he knows all things. God is omnipresent. That is, he is present everywhere that he wills himself to be. And God is omnipotent. That is, he is all powerful. And with him, all things are possible. God is holy. That is, he is sinless and hates sin. God is fair and impartial. God is faithful and keeps his promises. God is good. God is gracious. But there is one characteristic of God that is most important to us as sinners. Though God is holy and hates sin, God is merciful. That is, he is full of pity for us sinners who believe in him. And his pity translates into action, shown as mercy. Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. If you remember only one thing about Abraham, remember that Abraham believed God. That belief, that faith was credited to him as righteousness, even though he had no righteousness of his own, just as we have no righteousness of our own. But if there is one thing that Abraham believed about God, it was that God was merciful. On this, Abraham trusted. Abraham knew that if there was one thing he could bank on, it was that God was merciful. And since Abraham believed God and was credited with righteousness because of his faith, then God listened to Abraham's prayers as he pleaded for the deliverance of any righteous people who lived in the city of Sodom. Abraham started at 50, as you heard, and bargained with God until they ended up at 10. If there were 10 righteous people in the city of Sodom, God promised not to destroy Sodom. As it turned out, there were not 10 righteous people in Sodom. So the city was destroyed. Nevertheless, there were 4 righteous people found there, and they were spared. Now these righteous people were not saints, nor were they angels. And the scriptures later show us that Abraham's cousin Lot and his wife and daughters were indeed sinners. They were not good people. But they believed God, and their faith was credited to them as righteousness. Not to mention the fact that Abraham's prayers carried great influence with God on their behalf. Even though Lot and his family tarried when the city was about to be destroyed, God showed his great mercy by saving Lot and his wife and 2 daughters, sinners that they were. And we're told in verses 15 and 16, Genesis chapter 19, that, quoting, "As morning dawned, the angels urged Lot, saying, 'Up, take your wife and your 2 daughters who are here, lest you be swept away in the punishment of the city.' But he lingered. So the men seized him and his wife and his 2 daughters by the hand, the Lord being merciful to him. And they brought him out and set him outside the city." End of the quote. God showed mercy to Lot and his family even when they tarried. They did not rise early in the morning like Abraham did. Yet God was still merciful to them. Seized them by the hand. Set them outside the city. God is merciful. You can depend on that mercy. As Jesus instructed his disciples about the mercy of God, he asked his disciples which one of them has a friend who would deny them bread when being asked at midnight in behalf of another friend who had just arrived after a long journey. Which one of them has a friend who in such a situation would tell him, that he can't let him in the house because he and his family are in bed and can't be bothered. You see, hospitality was a big thing in the culture of that day. You didn't turn down travelers. You helped travelers. You didn't want it to get out in society or in culture that you were not a good host. That was a mark against your name. Jesus asked, which one of them has a friend who in such a situation would tell him that he can't let him in the house because he and his family are in bed and can't be bothered? And Jesus gets no answer from his disciples because none of them had a friend who would treat them so badly. But Jesus continued by saying that though this friend might not want to get out of bed because of the visitor's impudence and insistence, the man would finally give the bread that was needed. You see, if there is one thing you and I can depend on in our relationship with God, it is that God is merciful through His Son, Jesus Christ. He was merciful to Abraham and Lot and his family. Four people were saved out of thousands in the city of Sodom. None were saved out of Gomorrah. The prayer of a righteous man such as Abraham, a man who believes God, is worth very much. That prayer is worth much because God is merciful and full of pity, especially to those who believe and ask for mercy. And Jesus continues by saying, what father among you, if his son asks for a fish, instead of a fish, give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? There are those who take this passage and make it a license to practice the theology of glory. That is, there are those such as Joel Osteen, TV preacher, beware of this man, who use this passage to justify asking God for a better car or a better job or lots of money. But that is not what Jesus is talking about here. Now, you can pray to God and ask Him for anything, and He may or may not give it to you. He's going to provide for you all the needs of life. He may not answer all of your prayers and give you the new Mercedes-Benz that you want. But here in this scripture, Jesus is talking about something else. He's talking about the good gift. Our Heavenly Father gives us good things. And the good thing He has given to those who believe in Him is the gift of the Holy Spirit. How does God give the gift of the Holy Spirit? He gives the Holy Spirit by the means of grace. He gives the Holy Spirit by means of the Word, and by means of holy baptism, and by means of the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit has bound Himself to the words and the sacraments. He does not come willy-nilly. He has bound Himself to the words and the sacraments. The Holy Spirit is God's gift to those who seek Him. And He is only to be found in God's Word, in the Holy Scriptures, and in the sacraments. The Holy Spirit leads us to acknowledge and confess our sins and to believe that our sins are forgiven in Christ. We believe that all this is possible because of what Jesus has done by suffering and dying for us. The Holy Spirit always points us to our Savior, suffering on the cross and rising from the dead to give us hope as a result of the empty tomb. This is the mercy of our God shown to the world. Abraham knew about God's mercy. Lot and his family knew of God's great mercy. The disciples of Jesus knew of God's great mercy revealed in His Son, Jesus Christ. So also you receive God's great mercy given to you through your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God's mercy through Christ is God's good gift to you for salvation. God's mercy is the one thing you can depend on. Believe it, and it is credited to you as righteousness. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.